Hello, this is Missy Hollander from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you from the News and Observer's restaurant reviews. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. We're going to start off with the first review, which is for Herons. Herons is located at 100 Woodland Pond in the Elmsted Hotel and Spa in Cary. And their phone number is 447-4200. Again, before we get started, just what the ratings mean. 5 stars means extraordinary. 4 stars, excellent. 3 stars, above average. 2 stars, average. And 1 star, fair. And this restaurant, Herons, received 5 stars. At the conclusion of your meal at Herons, the restaurant in the Lux Umstead Hotel, your bill is delivered to your table in an elegant ostrich skin wallet. Tucked into the wallet, along with the check, is a guest experience card, which asks you to rate your experience in several categories, from 1, very dissatisfied, to 5, very satisfied. Here's my questionnaire, filled out. Arrival. I was greeted within 30 seconds of arrival, better than that. Before we even entered the restaurant, a doorman opened the front door of the hotel for my wife and me. An Umstead employee in the lobby asked if she could help us. When we told her we had reservations for dinner in the restaurant, she didn't just point the way. She escorted us down the hall to the host stand, where we were greeted warmly by the hostess. Rating, 5. Hostess made me feel welcome. See above, 5. Hostess obtained my name and used it. Well, sort of. She used the fictitious name I had given when I had booked the reservation. Can't fault her for that, though. Rating, 5. I was seated promptly and efficiently. Indeed, we were. I don't think there's a bad table in the sumptuously furnished contemporary dining room, but I was especially pleased to be seated at a table with a prime view of the open kitchen, where executive chef Scott Crawford and his crew work with the quiet precision of a well-choreographed dance troupe. Rating, 5. Hostess was knowledgeable and helpful. She certainly was, both at the beginning of the meal and the end, but I get ahead of myself. Rating, 5. Service. Server greeted me within 1 minute of seating. Immediately, in fact. Rating, 5. Server was warm, friendly, and used my name. Warm and friendly, yes, but not overly familiar or intrusive. And again, that fake name thing was really my doing. Rating, 5. Server displayed good knowledge of the menu, excellent knowledge, and enthusiasm to boot, I might add. She heartily recommended the roasted quail appetizer, which turned out to be one of the most memorable dishes I've had in recent memory. Rating, 5. Server was attentive and anticipated my needs. Appearing when, and only when, needed, she deftly attended to all the details of our meal, from keeping water glasses filled to crumbing the table before the dessert course. Plates, even at other tables with larger parties, I noted, were served simultaneously and removed properly. Rating, 5. Food recommendations were made. See above. Bonus points for summoning sommelier Justin Tilly, when we asked for by-the-glass wine recommendations for each course. Tilly appeared promptly and, with an unintimidating demeanor that belied his certified sommelier pedigree, suggested pairings that proved impeccable in every instance. Rating, 5. Presentation of food. Mouth-wateringly beautiful without being fussy, from my wife's appetizer, plump ruby-streaked nuggets of lobster poached in vanilla-scented butter, alternating with tangerine segments spanning the length of a rectangular black stone plate, to my entree, bronze-skinned breast of roasted pheasant, framed by swirls of chestnut puree and sparkling ruby cranberries poached in a cinnamon-spiced white port. Rating, 5. Quality of food. Without exception, stellar. Chef Crawford set extraordinarily high expectations for the meal when he set out an amuse-bouche of pureed lentil soup topped with an exquisite dollop of what our server described as caviar curry. Never once did he fail to live up to those expectations. My quail appetizer was as succulent as I've ever had, wrapped in Cane Creek bacon. I understand the chef is a passionate devotee of local produce, and nestled on a savory hash of toasted pecans and potatoes fried in duck fat. A generous slab of pan-seared foie gras, quivering precariously atop the bird, was the crowning glory of a dish truly fit for a king. Judging by this and all the other dishes we enjoyed, I'm confident that I could close my eyes and point to anything on the menu, pan-roasted monkfish, say, or grilled prime beef strip with maple rosemary juice, and be just as delighted. Crawford, who came to Heron's in March, has clearly wasted no time in earning a place among the very best chefs in the Triangle that the Triangle has ever seen. Pastry chef Daniel Benjamin doesn't drop the ball either. If your sweet tooth doesn't feel sufficiently pampered by his quark cheesecake with a miniature float of Pedro Ximénez sherry and prune ice cream, or his milk chocolate terrine with a warm pecan pie sauce poured over at the table, then it surely will be when he sends out a lagniappe of complimentary sweets afterwards. Rating 5. Food was served as it was ordered. Absolutely, and it frequently exceeded our expectations. Not only was my wife's spice-crusted venison loin served precisely medium rare as ordered, but it appeared to have been properly rested, too. Rating 5. My bill was accurate. Yes, the total came to a little under $300 with tip, and could easily have been much higher had we ordered one of the rarer bottles from Heron's Wine Spectator Award-winning collection of 450 estate-bottled wines. Granted, we did splurge a bit on aperitifs and a salad intermezzo, a lovely melange of oak lettuce, duck prosciutto, and toasted hazelnuts in a bagnolus vinaigrette. It's certainly possible for two people to dine well for under $200. For those who find that still a bit steep, I can't recommend the lunchtime market menu, $20 for three courses, highly enough. Regardless how much you spend, it's a good bet you'll feel you got your money's worth. Rating 5. Staff wished me a warm farewell, warmly enough that I can't wait to return when Chef Crawford will introduce a new seasonal menu. Rating 5. Departure. Hostess wished me a warm farewell. See above. Rating 5. My coat was checked and returned properly. I'll say, as we got up from the table, it dawned on my wife that she hadn't gotten a ticket when she checked her coat. She needn't have worried. The hostess was waiting for us, coat in hand. I presume our server had sent word ahead that we were on our way. Rating 5. Overall, I experienced warmth on my departure. Yes, come to think of it, maybe I won't wait until January for a return visit. Rating 5. Overall, Heron's experience? Overall, how would you rate your experience? Well, let's see. I guess that would be a 5, as in 5 stars. And again, Heron's is located at 100 Woodland Pond in the Umstead Hotel and Spa in Cary, phone number 447-4200. This is from Quick Bites, Bird's Barbecue. No matter how familiar you are, or think you are, with the local food scene, in an area as sprawling as the Triangle, a few things are bound to slip under your radar. I got reminded of this fact from time to time, usually about the time I started getting cocky and think there couldn't possibly be a restaurant in the area that I don't know about. My most recent tip came from my car mechanic, a Raleigh native who, as it turns out, is a well-traveled foodie himself. He also happens to be the best mechanic in the world, but that's another story. His tip? The pulled pork at Bird's Barbecue, which has been open since 1959. My only excuse for ignorance is that the restaurant is in a converted bungalow on the far eastern fringe in Durham, in an off-beaten path area where modest homes commingled with equally modest strip malls and repair shops. Happily, I didn't even have to find the place. Not only did my mechanic tell me about Bird's, but since I was at his shop around lunchtime and he's a southern gentleman to the core, he treated me to a meal there. Noah Temple, who had previously worked at Danny's Barbecue in Cary and Durham, bought Bird's with his wife Michelle in 2005. Notwithstanding his strong eastern North Carolina accent, Temple is not a barbecue purist. He cooks ribs, brisket, and pork loin in a gas-fired hickory smoker. The pulled pork that is Bird's best-selling barbecue is not whole hog but Boston butt, cooked on the smoke-free electric cooker and seasoned with a sauce that's somewhere between eastern and western Carolina style. Authentic or not, the pulled pork is tasty stuff, laced with just the right amount of fat and well-browned crust. There's no smoke flavor, but plenty of porky goodness. Platters are served with hush puppies and your choice of two sides. In addition to the usual suspects, fried okra, mac and cheese, slaw, scratch-cooked pinto beans, and an excellent Brunswick stew, to name a few, you'll also find a distinctive deep-fried corn on the cob. For a restaurant critic who has covered the area for 15 years, it was a lesson in humility, to be sure. But I can't recall being served a lesson in a more easy-to-swallow fashion. Finn's chef going global with Buku, and Buku is spelled B-U period K-U. Finn's, an upscale downtown Raleigh restaurant, has closed but will reopen as Buku, an eatery devoted to global street food. Chef William D. Avare wrote in a news release that Buku was inspired by the cuisine of street vendors from the four corners of the globe. Duavre opened Finn's in 1997 and moved it from North Raleigh to its downtown spot in 2007, part of a restaurant rush spurred by the reopening of Fayetteville Street. But many restaurants have struggled during the recession as consumers cut back on dining out. About a year ago, he remade Finn's menu to offer less expensive options. In an interview Thursday, he said Buku will allow him to more easily tie lunch and dinner together at affordable prices and at prices that will encourage diners to try new foods. He said the restaurant will also offer a happy hour, a late-night menu, and live entertainment. Cafes beckon again. Look out, bistro and brasserie. In the world of trendy catch-all restaurant categories, the cafe is making a comeback. In downtown Durham, itself an increasingly trendy destination of late, Bayou Cafe, and that's spelled B-E-Y-U, and located at 335 West Main Street, phone number 683-1058, further raises the fashionable factor with an extra F and a couple of accents. But owner Dorian Bolden, who dropped out of the rat race of the New York financial world to open his first restaurant, isn't aiming for cutting-edge style as much as a place to relax, or as his establishment's punning name implies, BU. Taking its inspiration from European cafes, Bolden has created an all-day gathering place with attractions spanning the clock from espresso in the morning to after-dinner cocktails into the wee hours of the night. Live jazz is offered on Monday and Saturday nights, and an expanded entertainment schedule is in the works. Regardless of the time of day, Chef Mary Melly's menus offer plenty of enticement. Millie, who formerly worked at Guggenhof, starts the day off with a breakfast offering that includes house-made crepes, omelets, breakfast burrito, croissants, and pastries. A lunch menu of gourmet sandwiches, salads, and appetizers is offered from 10:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. Highlights of the dinner offering include individual pizzettes, pretzel-crusted pork chops, steak frites, savory crepes, and a daily fish special. BU Cafe is open every day but Sunday. And again, that's located at 335 West Main Street, phone number 683-1058. In Raleigh, Six String Cafe and Cafe Piazza have returned to life, both after a long absence. Six String, a popular coffee house and music venue in Cary's McGregor Village, closed 5 years ago. Cafe Piazza preceded Six String in that space and then moved to Crabtree Valley Mall before closing in 2005. This time around, these two very different establishments are under one roof and sharing the name Six String Cafe and Music Hall, and that's located at 1040 Buck Jones Road, phone number 462-6189. And what a big roof it is, namely the one that formerly covered the sprawling Bullwinkle's restaurant and children's amusement complex. The stage where animated cartoon characters once performed is now home to live entertainment booked by Six String owner David Sardina. There's something for every taste, from acoustic to bluegrass to late-night cover band. Sardina is even considering booking magicians and stand-up comedians. In the kitchen, partner chef Matt Pisacane is once again cooking the Italian fare that his family made popular at Cafe Piazza. Fans who pine for his family's marinara sauce can finally enjoy it again, as well as other favorites such as chicken tortellini, steak pizzaiola, and the restaurant's signature penne alla casa. He's also whipped up a selection of burgers and other pub fare to go with the restaurant's dozen or so sports TV screens. There's a full bar with 15 beers on tap, dozens more in the bottle, and an extensive wine selection. And again, Six String Cafe and Cafe Piazza is located at 1040 Buck Jones Road, phone number 462-6189. Finally, a full fried English breakfast to fill the heart and clog the arteries. And this is Crabtree Tavern, which is located at 5300 Homewood Banks Drive in Raleigh, phone number 532-7100. Of all the epicurean delights I've enjoyed in my travels, one that I've had the hardest time finding in a restaurant in the Triangle is the full English breakfast. Okay, maybe epicurean delight isn't the most accurate description. Cholesterol orgy is probably a more apt term for a meal that typically includes at least two variations on a pork theme, a couple of fried eggs, slices of fried, as in deep fried, bread, and grilled or fried tomatoes. Sautéed mushrooms and baked beans, which are sometimes included, are pretty much the only items not liable to be cooked in hot fat. No wonder the meal is known by many in England as a fry-up. Whatever you choose to call it, I've pined for it since my college days, when a full English breakfast was included in the price of the room at the modest hotel where I stayed for a week one summer. And now I've found it in, of all places, a sports pub. Not an English pub, mind you, or even an Irish pub, although it's easy to guess why you'll find the English breakfast among the Benedict variations, buttermilk pancakes, homemade donuts, and other classic American fare on Crabtree Tavern's weekend brunch menu. The restaurant's owner is Leslie Lewis, whose British roots are still very apparent in his accent, years after moving to America. No doubt Lewis indulges occasionally, as I did one Sunday morning, in a full English breakfast while watching a European League soccer match on the telly. Maybe, like me, he likes to set his eggs on top of the fried rye bread so that the runny yolks seep into the crisp, greasy, licious slices. No doubt he savors the gently seasoned Boehner and the salty, ham-like cure of a rasher of English bacon. I don't know whether Lewis is a fan of the smoky sweet flavor of American bacon, but someone in the kitchen evidently is. Though the menu description makes no mention of it, three strips of thick American bacon found their way onto my plate. Far be it for me to object to the inauthenticity, especially since I happily devoured the porky products from both sides of the Atlantic. I cleaned my considerably laden plate, in fact, and told myself it wasn't all that unhealthy since I had eaten the grilled tomato. I'll be back for another fix, just as soon as my blood pressure drops. I just hope Lewis isn't offended if I don't cheer for the English soccer team. And again, this is Crabtree Tavern, located at 5300 Homeward Banks Drive in Raleigh. Phone number 532-7100. And we are going to read another restaurant review, and this one is for Butternut Squash. And that received 2.5 stars. It's located at 133-East West Franklin Street in University Square, and that's in Chapel Hill. Phone number 929-8199. 2 years ago, Macy Corburn was a human resources manager in London. Her friend, Kelly Bruni, was a self-employed business consultant in the same city. Both vegetarians and avid amateur cooks, they often talked about their common dream of opening a restaurant. Talk became action in the summer of 2008 when Corbone and Bruni quit their jobs and crossed the Atlantic in search of a location for their restaurant. The request took them to Chapel Hill, where they signed a lease for a small space in the backside of University Square. They gave the space a quietly inviting feel with earth tones highlighted by abstract paintings in muted citrus colors, a single daisy on each table, and a mix of Vivaldi and soft jazz playing in the background. The partners' passion for cooking notwithstanding, they decided to hire a professional kitchen crew. Their dream became reality in July when Butternut Squash opened its doors. And then it quickly turned into a nightmare. In spite of the restaurant's out-of-the-way location, word of mouth spread among area vegetarians who have long been underserved. They flocked to the restaurant, only to discover that many of the dishes fell far short of their menu descriptions. Non-vegetarians, too, myself among them, ordered the butternut squash house salad and were served grilled butternut squash and sweet potatoes, whose texture more resembled dried apples, grilled pear that turned out to be raw, and a few crumbles of feta atop a bed of lettuce. The only redeeming feature of the dish, which was served for a price of $9.50, no less, was the bright citrus vinaigrette served on the side. Nor did butternut squash spaghetti live up to its signature billing. A description of butternut squash, zucchini, carrots, broccoli, and sautéed potatoes in a caramelized garlic and honey sauce yielded a smattering of half-inched diced vegetables, except the broccoli, which was AWOL, precious little sauce, and lots of plain pasta. Thai-style sitting skewers were reasonably tasty, as was the accompanying coconut rice, but the peanut lime sauce was congealed, and the promised snow peas were represented by precisely 6 overcooked specimens. Seriously, 6 snow peas in a vegetarian restaurant? By November, Bruni and Corbone had learned the lesson. A culinary degree is no guarantee that a chef can translate a vegetarian's favorite home recipes to a restaurant kitchen. They fired the chef, and then Bruni took charge of the kitchen. The difference, as they say, like night and day. On a subsequent lunchtime visit, the soup du jour, leek and potato, served hot, was an earthy delight with a scattering of bright green English peas, adding textural contrast and visual sparkle. The spicy black bean hemp nut burger, redolent of cumin and topped with fresh avocado slices, goat cheese, and basil aioli on a toasted vegan bun was first rate. So was the accompanying potato salad, whose creamy dressing was punctuated with whole grain mustard. On another visit one evening, an order of Tampa hot wings produced a toothsome and shareable starter of deep-fried Tampa batons in a classic buffalo sauce with a moderate kick. Chili's Seton was a winner, too, serving up an ample portion of the meaty, textured, wheat-based protein simmered with red beans and onions in a spicy, subtly smoky chili over brown rice. For all the restaurant's improvements, I should point out that some dishes at Butternut Squash will taste undersalted to the average palate. Bruni explains that many of the restaurant's patrons are on a salt-restricted diet, adding that others are welcome to season to taste with provided salt shakers. Fair enough. I'll confess that I was reluctant to return to Butternut Squash after that first visit, and did so only out of my duty as a restaurant critic. Now, even though there's no longer such a sense of duty to compel me, I'm looking forward to my next visit. If you're among those who visited the restaurant in the first few months and left disappointed, you might consider giving it another chance. Butternut Squash again received 2.5 stars, located at 133-E West Franklin Street in University Square, Chapel Hill, phone number 929-8199. And we have time to read very quickly the 2010 best restaurants in the Triangle. Even if you view the world from a glass half full's perspective, there's no denying it. 2009 wasn't exactly a banner year. The financial roller coaster that began in 2008 continued last year, spilling frightening numbers of businesses over the side as it careened along its rickety track. Not surprisingly, the notoriously risky restaurant business contributed more than its share of victims. Locally, venerable institutions like Another Time, Joe's Place, and Simpsons were among the casualties. By the end of the year, though, we were beginning to see a glimmer of light at the end of the Wild Mouse Tunnel. The pace of restaurant closings appeared to slow down, and a number of promising new restaurants opened their doors. Some of the area's most experienced and savvy restaurateurs, among them Greg Hedum, Niall Hanley, and Giorgio Beccatis, expanded their restaurant empires. Though the local dining scene undeniably took a hit in 2009, it was a stellar year from a quality standpoint. A record-setting 9 new restaurants earned an NNO rating of 4 stars or better last year. 3 restaurants, Coquette, Cypress on the Hill, and the Chef and Farmer, achieved a near-perfect rating of 4.5 stars. Heron's, which I read earlier, soared over them all, earning the first 5-star rating since the 1-to-5-star rating system was implemented in 2007. And along with it, a selection as this year's Restaurant of the Year. So here's a toast to this year's winners. Whether you choose to toast with champagne at a top 25 selection, a draft microbrew at one of the top 10 newcomers, or a sweet tea at the best bargain selection, you can be sure that your glass will be more than half full. And here are the top 25 restaurants of the year. Heron's, located at 100 Woodland Pond in the Umstead Hotel and Spa in Cary. Cuisine Contemporary, phone number 447-4200. 18 Seaboard, located at 18 Seaboard Avenue in Raleigh. Cuisine Contemporary Southern, phone number 861-4318. Bloomsbury Bistro, located at 509-101 West Whitaker Mill Road at Five Points in Raleigh. Phone number 834-9011, and their cuisine is Contemporary. Bon Serie, located at 431-10 West Franklin Street in the Courtyard in Chapel Hill. Phone number 928-8388, and their cuisine is French. Elaine's on Franklin, located at 454 West Franklin Street, also in Chapel Hill. Phone number 960-2770, and their cuisine is Contemporary. Fairview, located at 3001 Cameron Boulevard in the Washington Duke Inn in Durham. Phone number 490-0999, Cuisine Contemporary. The Farrington House, located at 2000 Farrington Village Center in Pittsburgh. Phone number 542-2121, Cuisine is Contemporary. Foursquare, located at 2701 Chapel Hill Road in Durham. Phone number 401-9877, with a Contemporary Cuisine. Frasier's, located at 2418 Hillsborough Street in Raleigh. 828-6699 is their phone number, with a Contemporary Cuisine. Il Palio, located in the Siena Hotel in Chapel Hill, 1505 East Franklin Street, phone number 918-2545, and their cuisine is Italian. Jay Betsky's, located in Raleigh at 10-120 West Franklin Street. And again, that is in Raleigh. Phone number 833-7999 with a German and Polish cuisine. Lantern, located at 423 West Franklin Street in Chapel Hill. Phone number 969-8846, and that is a Pan-Asian cuisine. Magnolia Grill, located at 1002 9th Street in Durham, with a contemporary Southern cuisine, and their phone number is 286-3609. Margo's, located at 8111-111 Creedmoor Road in the Brennan Station, in Brennan Station in Raleigh, 846-9846, with a contemporary and seafood cuisine. Maximilian's, located in Cary at 8314 Chapel Hill Road, 465-2455, with a contemporary Asian, Mediterranean, and Southwestern cuisine. Nana's, located in Durham at 2514 University Drive, 493-8545, with a contemporary Mediterranean cuisine. Panchudo's, located in Hillsboro at 110 South Churton Street, phone number 732-6261, as an Italian cuisine. Poole's Downtown Diner, with an American bistro cuisine, is located at 426 South McDowell Street in Raleigh, phone number 832-4477. St. Jacques, located at 6112 Falls and Neuse Road in Raleigh, phone number 862-2770, has a French cuisine. The Second Empire, located at 330 Hillsborough Street in Raleigh, has a contemporary cuisine, and their phone number is 829-3663. Vin Rouge, located at 2010 Hillsborough Road in Durham, 416-0406, has a French cuisine. Vivace, located at 4209 Lassiter Mill Road in the Alexan in Raleigh, has an Italian cuisine, and their phone number is 787-7747. Watts Grocery, located at 1116 Broad Street in Durham, has a contemporary Southern cuisine, and their phone number is 416-5040. And finally, Zeely and Ritz, located at 301 Glenwood Avenue in Raleigh. Their cuisine is tapas, and their phone number is 828-0018. And that is the N&O's top 25 restaurants for 2010 so far. And it looks like that we have run out of time for today's episode of Restaurant Reviews. Be sure to listen again at the same time next week. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Missy Hollander, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This program is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast. So long until next time.